holy letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1016, and this is dated also on the 22nd day of year in Tavshinal, Brooklyn. Shalom Avrochem. The Rebbe says, I heard through, this was the Rebbe's secretary actually, his name was Mordechai Chadakov. So he says, I received your letter in which you write that your business. So the Rebbe, he's writing to the Rebbe that the business is quiet and you are worried about the debt that you have. Maybe he borrowed money for his business and the business didn't go so well. And now it's quiet, he's not doing it, and he's worried about his debt. So the Rebbe says, you don't have to be troubled by this. Because in generally, the Rebbe says, there's a slowdown in all businesses, the Rebbe says. It almost sounds like this winter by us over here. He says, generally there is a slow, and the businesses are not doing so well now. And yet, you should put effort in to find new customers. There's his Yiddish. And don't wait till they come themselves to the store. You hear what the Rebbe says? Don't sit around and wait for them to come to the store. Go out and pull them in. The Rebbe says, hook them into the store. He say, go ahead, the Rebbe says again, and go to them, make them aware amongst your friends, amongst your acquaintances, networking, basically, the Rebbe tells him. And that you have dry goods. I guess he had a dry goods store. And Hashem will certainly, Hashem will send you your livelihood from his full and holy hand, so you're not to worry about. So the Rebbe is giving him advice how to how to market his business, not to, don't sit and wait, what?
Now he's a consultant.
Consulting, yeah.
He didn't consultant, exactly.
But the Rebbe says, but you must continue your set time for study that you have set up. This will help to open those pipelines of flow for yourself and for your wife, may they live, to all that you need. I hope that you will let me know good news about this, and I'm also putting the talk of Lag BaOmer, which was just printed, and you will study it yourself for sure, and also the fitting parts you will give over to your wife, may she lives. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing for good for a good livelihood. So, but basically, you see, the Rebbe, attacks it from both sides, from the very physical, practical side, to try out get good customers and not to wait for the customers to come to you. So you got to do, you got to make a brochure, you got to tell people what you're doing and try to get them to come in, and also on the spiritual level, so that you keep on doing learning, you keep on doing what you're supposed to be doing, and that way you'll get God's blessing plus the physical things. And this is actually the combination of everything that we do. We have to realize that it's God's blessing, what God wants us to do in the natural ways. The manna came down in the desert. That was a supernatural way. So in the desert, we didn't have to work for things. It just was things miraculous. But then things work in an ordinary way, in a ordinary way. But ordinary way still comes from Hashem through the ordinary way. So if you're not going to, if a person is going to plow the field and he's going to sow, he's going to do all the work that he does, and then it's not going to rain, then he's wasting his time. So, which means you can do everything you want, but you still need the rain. The rain comes from above, it comes from Hashem. So, that's why you need the combination. Because if you put in all your effort, you do all the physical and all the things up to you, but if you don't get the rain, you don't get your spirit, you don't get the blessing, then it's not going to help you. So, that's why you have to have the combination of both the spiritual and the physical together. And this is what the Rebbe is advising this person. But the most important thing, as you see, the Rebbe always says, the trust and the faith in Hashem that the things will work out is actually a vehicle, is actually that gives you the special privilege to be able to get God's blessings. And you know, sometimes the Rebbe explains this in a talk, and he says, actually, God rewards you for trusting in Him by giving you what you actually need. So the fact you're trusting Hashem that He will do good for you, that becomes the vehicle in which Hashem's blessing will come, because you trusted in Me, and that's why He's going to give you the blessing. So the main thing is, whether it's health, we learned earlier, whether it's livelihood, which basically covers most of what we need, is our health and our livelihood. Basically, in all, the bottom line is to have faith and trust in Hashem, and be hopeful. That's mainly, be hopeful, be, have a positive attitude that things will be better, and then things will actually get better.